Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Right, the Glazers are minging. All good. What? Right. Here's what happens. You make me title a video.
Right. No one makes something. You do anything. Right. No one has ever.
First off, you've never titled a video in your life.
And you don't. No one makes you do anything. So okay. Let's not pretend.
Right. Let's rewind.
Right.
They titled the video right. Against my wishes about the Glazers.
But for my wishes.
Right. And also, you didn't tell him that until like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. It might be breaking. It might be current. I don't care.
And also, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
But yeah, you but don't care. You've
gone off on the Glazers, right?
Yeah. It's going out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going out tomorrow.
Transfer
you've gone off on the Glazers. So, can I not have my...
It's going out at 5 o'clock on Adam McCauley.
Yeah, can I not have... A
top 10 kits from the 90s?
Yeah, but we'll talk about the top 10 kits in the 90s. And anyone that says the 1991 kit isn't the best, then is lying.
Well, that is a lie.
But...
Because it's the 92.
Yeah, cool. We had Rude on Rio's podcast this morning. It's going out next week. Oh, he dropped some bombs.
Yeah, fuck that. Listen, carry on. Go on.
He doesn't know the protocol yet, does he?
Right. You two have had your fucking say. And I want to hear about Rude Van Nistelrooy because he's my favourite.
Don't worry, I'm going to tell you.
But can I just briefly, just very briefly, talk about Glazers?
No, not briefly. We need
just to say.
Good 10, 15 minutes.
How long did you chat about? How long did you rant about him?
Well, I was on my own. I was unprepared. Yeah. About 15 minutes.
Right.
it was just an off-the-cuff moment. I was like, I was about to give a rating for Pau Torres.
Right, go on.
And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? We're not signing anyone because these owners are twats. Let me just empty my pockets here a little bit. And
yeah.
Like 15 minutes later, I was like, all right, 0 out of 10.
And that's on tomorrow. That's out tomorrow. 0 out of 10. Yeah, because obviously, anyone who doesn't know, they've sold... £71 million worth of shares.
$100 million.
$100 million. Yeah, sorry, $100 million worth of shares. All that money's going to Avram, is it?
Yeah, a fucking air transplant issue.
Yeah, now I'm being bald, mate. Embrace it.
Yeah, but you have a ponytail, Jay.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's arguably as bad as taking everything you've sucked out of Manchester United Football Club. He's being bald and having a ponytail. You absolute whopper.
How can you just judge that man's decision making?
No.
You can't.
If he walks into your office and says anything.
Is there no mirrors in your fucking house, mate? Jesus.
Before he's even said anything, I want to sell some shit. Fuck off, mate. I've come to buy Manchester. No.
How about I buy you a mirror?
Rich people have mirrors on their ceilings as well, innit?
So right.
He must.
I think that's that island Epstein had.
Do you know? Yeah.
Fuck. What? Talking about people that fucked people they didn't want to get fucked. The Glazers.
Yes, well, nicely done. So, the Glazers are taking a load of money, which isn't new. You've gone off on it. Must have just done a statement, though, which surprised me. Because they get a lot of stick, Must, but I quite like him. Know a couple of them. Duncan and Ian, you know, Man United fans are doing the best. A bit of a thankless task.
It's a proper thankless task.
Yeah, you're always going to get hatred as Must. And people are going to say, oh, you're in bed with a club and you're not doing this. And
the
it's
thing
like,
is you do have to talk to the club.
How can you get safe standing in Old Trafford without having any dialogue with the club?
The supporters trust does need. You can't just stare at them over a table and go.
But I think a lot of people have a bit of a distrust for them because at the start, it started as a thing where all the fans get involved and we'll try and get the Glazers out. And then when people see you then sitting with them,
yeah,
I suppose. But in order to be able to help fans, because they only don't just represent fans in that instant, like just with the Glazer ownership, they also represent fans with seating issues, ticketing issues,
yeah, the good,
the going
good,
away,
the good for away stuff,
etc.
You know, like you go to Lille or wherever, and you get,
and they've just jacked the price up.
Yeah, and you still like,
so they have to keep some sort of dialogue between the club. So, like you say, it is a thankless task. But having said that, and I agree, I like Ian, I like the lads, all that kind of stuff. I speak to them and know them, but I was a little bit disappointed in the statement.
Just to briefly, I'm not going to read it all out.
Did they not call them rats?
No, they didn't call them rats. And they've said they welcome the announcement of the Sailor shares as a further step towards a more diversified ownership model. Ultimately, this is the Glazer family relinquishing some of its control, albeit in a relatively limited way.
It's not though, is it?
I mean, there's more, and it then goes on to
the
sort
Glazers
of
Glazers still own 75 to 76%.
They still own 100%.
Yeah.
If you, if, whatever way you look at it,
I get where you're coming from.
25% of non-controlling stakes is literally fuck all. Obviously, you'll make a nice dividend and you'll be able to maybe raise a little bit of money or whatever by selling your shares.
They could have sold a fatter chunk and paid off the debt that could ruin the club one day. Still,
the reason they don't want to pay off that debt is, though, because if United are in debt, they pay less taxes in the UK. So keeping us in debt helps them make money.
Imagine.
It's just a vicious circle of shite. And they've got no reason to change it because they're making loads of money. And this, you know, this is it, you'll know, is it Tampa Bay?
Bucks.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Fox.
They seem to care about that, or at least give a shit.
Mate, they got them basically Messi.
Yeah.
And they basically went, you want to win the Super Bowl? Here's Messi. Yeah.
Which is what they did. They won the Super Bowl.
By getting the biggest player, best player.
So they know that that's what you need to do to be successful. And in the meantime, they're like, would you like, you know, albeit he's had a great game last night, would you like some kid from the Ivory Coast?
Yeah. So the fucking, it's all designed. Jamie Burton in Super Chat says, dividends they took last time could not legally be reversed despite the COVID impact. However, they could have loaned it back to United. Priorities, question mark.
Loaned? It's our fucking money.
Yeah, because they're still taking
money,
dividends,
aren't
they?
And it's your money.
Exactly. And what annoys me about this is, like, we have it in this pandemic, we had that statement, didn't we, from Woodward a few weeks ago.
Right, this is mental. The club have just borrowed 60 million to pay the fucking bills, and Ponytail Baldyface is out here fucking withdrawing 100 million to go and fucking build a new bastard swimming pool and extension, the cunt.
Ponytail Baldyface. That's not his new name from now on.
That is the greatest thing you have ever said. Well done, bro. I'm proud of you today.
Mate, they do my fucking tits.
You know what I love?
Honestly,
you.
15 fucking years that they've absolutely shagged this club up the arse. Honestly, 1.6 billion has been drained out of the place. You saw the graph that I had the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was sick.
Which shows the amount of profit United was making, right? And you should see it from like 2000 to 2005, it's going fucking gadoosh, right? Then the Glazers take over and we get overtaken by Spurs.
Yeah. You know them graphs where it shows you like who's winning and all that sort of stuff and the amount of titles they've
won. I'm going to do a video on it next week because it honestly will boil your.
Because everyone has this thing, don't they? Oh, well, since the Glazers came in, at least
revenue's gone up.
Yeah, but it hasn't. Not at the rate that it was. Abhishek, what's Paddy in the super chat? We'll have to do with Torres, Canate, Cano type young centre backs because no way is Varane, Ramos, Alaba playing under Harry Maguire's captain.
You're fucking dreaming. You're not getting any of them.
Wait, don't you realise we're talking about the people that are the reason why we're not getting any of these damn things?
Look, right, look for the 5 years.
Fantasy Super Chat.
Is how I definitely loop it back round to talking about Rude. Look at the five years before the Glazers came. Who did we sign? We signed Veron and Ruud van Nistelrooy in one window. I didn't think it was losing again, Jay, right?
Yeah.
Then we signed Rio Ferdinand. He turned out all right. Then we signed Cristiano Ronaldo. Then we signed Wayne Rooney. That was the four fucking windows prior to the fucking Gimps coming, right? Then we signed...
And then we got lucky when they came in because the shrewd signings like Park, 4 million. Carrick, 16 million.
Right, by the time they got their feet under the table, we was getting Obertan and fucking Michael Owen on a free.
And also,
Michael Owen on a free is Cavani. It's fucking the history repeating itself. Mm. Not investing in a proper fucking striker that they should have done. Who would have been the Haaland of the time? Lewandowski, probably.
Benzema?
Yeah, maybe Lewandowski. Yeah. One of them fuckers.
Yeah, Benzema.
Because Fergie wanted Benzema.
We get Michael Owen on a motherfucking free. Yeah. Right, and that's what they do. And if you don't, they've not got any fucking ambition of us winning a league again. They want us to be in the top four because we get Champions League money, and that's all they give a fuck about. Simple
wankers.
Do you know what the sad thing is as well? is when these players come, even Michael Owen, like even Cavani or Ighalo, you get behind him as a fan.
You do
you know what I mean? That's our natural instincts is, as a fan. You'll support him, you'll get behind him. Do you know what I mean?
Not and to think that we're being shafted.
No, that's what I mean. They get away with it because of that. It's like we was like expecting Sancho and we get Cavani and we all get into that. We all buy into it. And we all yeah, give it
Cavani
Eddie.
Cavani might have been a Haaland.
Ponytail, palsy face.
Yeah, you might be right.
That's a good point. Luke H says, lad, speaking of 91, was the atmosphere then much different going to the games now? Yeah. Also, were away days better? Do you remember, right, when you scored at Trafford? I didn't know if they were like employees or they just did it. All the guys that used to face the front. Do you remember? Like when I used to go on as a kid, there used to be people that used to face the crowd.
Oh yeah, them lot.
Like, but it was like they did it all game.
Yeah, that's
like,
just hard.
Constantly. When you go to Germany now, these guys at the front with a megaphone.
I remember
and
there was
like,
a period where I was going to
got a
game.
Megaphone.
Yeah, it was like that. Like a guy, I remember when I first
can't get
went,
a fucking lid on me lilt. There was how's like, he got a megaphone?
Stood right in front of me and my dad, and he was like, he literally didn't even watch the fucking game, but he was obviously a nutty red.
I remember like, when you'd see stewards, just not like when I remember the first time I seen a steward watching a game, I was like, you're not supposed to be watching the game. Because they're never supposed to be facing the pitch, are they?
No.
They're supposed to be facing the
My dad
the
did that for a little while.
They only started asking us to sit down after the Glazers as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's when it was a thing. Because that's when they put up a sign in K-Stand, at least, anyway, saying, you may only stand during periods of excitement. Well, I'm fucking excited when I walk in.
Periods like, of excitement?
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to sit down.
Papa Viagra before you go in. Dick.
Ross Murphy, how soon? I applaud you. Rocking the shirt, Adam.
See, you know what? That's what I loved, yeah. This douche here comes on here. I don't want to talk about that today. Oh, I've had a fucking enough.
Oh, he wound me up.
And then he gets stuck in. That's what it's all about.
And people love that.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Fuck the Glazers till the death of me.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Or them, hopefully.
Them. Yeah.
I took the Love United 8 Glazer stickers to Afghanistan.
Yeah, I remember.
If
that,
you've
I
not seen
good job they fucking did out there, didn't they?
let's not start talking about things now.
But
like,
did they make viral photographs in 2006? Yes, they did.
Hey, we walk a very thin line in this gaff. We need to get it on.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah,
sometimes it spills over the passion.
But yeah, going back to the super chat,
someone else is saying,
what was the atmosphere
not
like?
Not true,
in the
1996, I was told to sit down. You will have times when you were told
that
to
was
sit
Tannoy
down.
Woman. All right, and that was, right, Joe, you won't necessarily know this, but Adam, who is not that guy, one of our producers upstairs.
Adam Patterson.
That's us gone.
No. Still on.
The electric's gone in here.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. Are we still streaming? Yeah. Right, cool.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
The power has gone, right? What's it? What do
no,
you call
someone's
him?
Fucked the lights. Ah, right. Flues.
All right, cool. Anyway, what the fuck?
This is gonna look bring up that super chat, Cam.
This is
going to
look so good on the shot.
Cam, let's just look at the stage. Oh, it's not up.
Oh, sick. It looks good, man. It looks like
The atmosphere in the early 90s. Oh, sorry. Tano Woman, right? Yeah. So Tano Woman, it was against Arsenal, 1996.
He's off his head, isn't he?
Right? 1996, Tano Woman. It was playing against Arsenal. I remember it because David Seaman had hurt himself and was doing the old wounded soldier trick, like getting up dead slow and all that lot.
Cry me a river.
And then a woman got on. Will K-Stan please sit down? And everyone was like, fuck off, stop sitting down. And Adam's dad, was the one who was like, nah, fuck this, stand up. That's where Stand Up for the Champions came from.
Really?
Yep. K-Stan, about 1996.
The question to Housen, this is Amal Coastman in the Super Chat. This question to Housen, why did the previous owner sell the club to the Glazers?
In 1991, great year, Manchester United were floated and became a public limited company by Martin Edwards and formerly was owned by him and his dad for generations and generations.
Louis Edwards.
We became a limited company, which meant that any man and his dog, including all of us lots at this table, could buy shares
my
in
dad
the club.
Did it?
Loads of people. Everyone had like
got
one.
Four,
didn't
well,
they?
He held on to them. Some people
like just, 2 quid.
You got forced to sell them, didn't you?
Hostile takeover.
Some people
once
just
the Glazers
held,
got to
just
a certain
held
amount, the Glazers compulsory, bought your shares. Yeah.
Compulsory purchase order, wasn't it?
Correct.
So you
so can't no
up choice until the mid-90s, every now and then, Edwards would sell off like a percentage of his shares. He was the majority shareholder. He would always sell off a little bit of his shares. Sky, you might remember this, bought like 9.99% of the shares because... they actually had holdings in United, Leeds, Tottenham.
Is it Sky B?
Yeah, they had about five clubs that they had a holding in. And you couldn't go more than 9.99%. Otherwise, then it became a conflict of interest because I don't know what the fucking difference is, but that's apparently the difference. Sky then got rid of their shares. JP Magna and McManus, which is the owners of the Rock of Gibraltar. Honestly, this is like, it's like a CSI map, this shit, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Like, the owners of Rock of Gibraltar, who then fell out with Fergie, they owned about 34%.
Over Spunk.
They owned 34% yeah. of the club. The Glazers at this time owned about 20% or so of the club. Martin Edwards owned a fat chunk, and then there was like 15-20%, which was like match-going Reds. Or no, Reds yeah, around yeah, the world.
Yeah, spread out.
And then as it got towards 2005, I think for about 2 years beforehand, anytime any percentage of shares came available, the Glazers kind of just went zoink, zoink, zoink. Then the big deal really happened when McManus and Magna sold directly to the Glazers, and then the Glazers became like...
And they wouldn't have done that.
50% share.
If Fergie fell out with Fergie.
If Fergie
Woodward sold his share, now the Glazers own like 75% of the club, and at some point they reached a threshold by buying up like the £2 shares here, there and everywhere, where they owned enough of the club to be able to just jack it, basically, from everybody else. Then they loaded it with £660
million.
But
that's a disgrace in itself, because like what he just said, they loaded us with their debt, so their debts became our debts. So if they couldn't afford to pay what they owed the banks, we were fucked, not them. Yeah. And that was the disgraceful thing about it. They bought
they
the club
did not know
without their own money.
They
and they were allowed
Sky
to buy
was do proper them,
fit,
it. Did
like fit and proper test, all that bollocks.
Rubbish.
Went out the window,
if
mate.
If you've got a membership or a season ticket, you've literally put more in that one season than the Glazers.
Bring up that super chat, Cam, sorry. Derek Best says, I didn't come here to actually hear about the Glazers. I came here to hear about the greatest trophy ever, the 1991 Cup Winners Cup.
Sit tight.
UTFR. Don't worry, we'll be getting to that in a minute.
Where was the 1991 Cup Winners Cup held?
Rotterdam.
Which is in which country?
Germany. I said the wrong answer just to fuck you.
Which is in which country?
Go on.
Deutschland, the greatest.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Peter Pan tackle.
Ruud van Nistelrooy's from the Netherlands.
Me and Mackie have done a members video talking about Ruud van Nistelrooy briefly as well. If you want to check it out.
He was in both our teams.
That'll be up soon. Yes. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Wasn't he mine?
Was he mine?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
Fucking, they should have been in mine.
What was he in mine? Was he?
Do
in
you know what? Look, let's just talk about it. Yeah, how about join the membership and you'll fucking find out. Stupid, pointless,
made
fucking
an appearance,
argument.
Didn't he? And that changed a lot. I had Ronaldo and Eric.
All right. Oh, you could just ignore it and talk about it on the actual show you've done rather than fucking.
Oh, all right.
Shit, this one.
Sorry, Mr.
Sitting here trying to fucking talk about the 1991 Cup.
Sorry, Mr. Structured Podcast. All of a sudden, go on then.
Guess how old I was in 91? Two.
Were you there? Did you go to Rotterdam?
Yeah.
Fucking
stood outside.
I think so. Special tokens from behind closed
stabbing
doors games.
Barca fans.
Yeah. Do you want to tell you how absolutely fucking completely mugged off I got? Someone said, those of you who are of a certain vintage will remember tokens and token sheets. You used to have to get them from a program, but then people just bought 10 lots of programs. No, like you actually get a token in your program. You had to cut it out.
I don't remember doing it personally. But
then you had to get the center of your ticket. So for like the most of the 90s, the center of your ticket was your token. Because you can't really forge tickets. And obviously you can't go and buy 20 tickets. You've got your ticket. You know, people would go in and buy stacks of programs because they was applying for cup finals and stuff. But then everyone was like, well, I don't like cutting my fucking ticket up, mate, because I like to keep my tickets and stuff like that. So that's when they moved into entirely different systems. But I remember talking to someone once. I must have been like 12. Went proper whoosh over my head. And it was like, they was talking about special tokens. So you could get special tokens. And I remember, I think I told Jay about this one. We went into a game at Old Trafford. Now, I'm, 9, 10, 11, something like that. We're going to Old Trafford. It's a weekday. It's like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday or something like that. My dad's picked me up from school. We go to Old Trafford, go through the turnstile, and he drags me back by my collar. And he's like, what are you doing? And he goes,
go through again.
We're going out, and we're going through again. So you can get because the program is your token. So we've gone through, we've got our tokens, this, that, and the other. And then I've gone to go again. He's fucking calling me again. I'm like, fucking old bastard. He's gone, right, we're going to the pub. And I was like, there's literally a reserve game going on. And I like football. So I'm like, and we were wearing that sort of blue Aztec kit at home. How mad's that, right? So I'm like, well, watch the match. It's probably like Ryan Giggs playing or something like that. It's like 91, 92.
Yeah.
It was probably for the Rumbelows Cup final.
I think this sounds crackers, but I might have been out that game. Because I remember going to a game where Mark Bosnich was in net for us. It was the academy team. It might have been the Rezzies. Yeah, and you got the tokens, and that's what we went through several times because of that.
Then we went in the ghost.
Dan's brought back a memory there, though. There used to be people that would buy your tickets outside the ground, use tickets.
Yeah, probably for that.
Mate, when I was a little kid, right, what we used to do when I was
I ain't finished my story yet, Jay.
Oh, sorry. Go on, then.
So I went in the ghost, And then one of the blokes, one of the blokes in the pub was like, did you not get the special token from the bloody blah? I was like, no, what's the special token like? He's like, it was a behind closed doors game. And I was like, well, how do we go to that?
2021 is looking up, which means there should be plenty of new opportunities for you to grow your business. Whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, a lot of us are doing that now. People working from home, Zoom and all that sort of stuff. One thing that remains unchanged is it's the importance of having the right people on your team. We all know that you've got to try and get the right team in place. It's something we've done here at Paddock, and I'm sure everyone else who's got a business is trying to do the same. So when you're ready to make your next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so you can find the right person quickly. And to lend a helping hand with this, your first job post is free. So if you go in on LinkedIn Jobs platform, you have a look on there and you can have a look and sort of find the right role for your position. You can find the right person for that job. You also, at LinkedIn is like an active community of professionals with more than 30 million members in the UK. So there's, you know, it's just sort of an untold amount of professionals there you can tap into. It's dead easy to get started. New features on there. We've been having a look at it today. It's proper easy to navigate, so you can find the candidates that you want. You can sort of filter it through very quickly to find the right sort of candidates for you. And you can also manage jobs, job posts, and contact candidates from a single view very quickly. And it's so much easier when you go on LinkedIn Jobs to have a look and find that right person. You think, right, okay, I need this role fill in, and who's there and who could do that. And it just gives you a sort of wealth of candidates, really. There's just so many sort of people on there, and top people and professionals on there for each job role. And you can go in there and see the sort of the background, the CVs and all that sort of stuff. So when your business is ready to make that next hire and the right person, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. Now you can post for free. So just visit linkedin.com/devils. That's linkedin.com/devils to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Make sure you check it out.
You two fuckers worked it out?
Yeah.
It's behind closed doors.
You can't go. It's behind closed doors. Mug me off.
It's like telling someone to go to the DIY shop for a long wait, isn't
right?
it?
Yeah, but yeah, paint. I'm 12 and I'm going, Dad, we need to go to this behind closed doors game. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. And I'm like, why? Well, how do we go to this game now?
See, I'm of the era where because I was a member, and I'll let you tell your story now. I remember the era of, we'd get our books. I've got a few at home, so I'll bring one in for you if you want. You'd get your book with the membership, which was like the application book. And I would be a dickhead. So when the fixtures would come out, I'd fill in all the book.
Right.
The fixtures changed, don't they? So once they change, you're fucked. My dad would have to get a new book sent out. But like, you'd post the book out with like what tickets you wanted, how many you needed, just membership number and that. And then like a week, 2 weeks before the game, if you had that, it was a proper thin envelope. So you knew it was the tickets.
Did you ever clock that it was your dad's handwriting on it though? Because you used to have to send your own envelope.
Oh, I can't remember that much.
Because that was how
I remember there used to be periods
my dad
where
wrote us a letter.
there was one example, for example, where he didn't tell me we had got the ticket.
Right.
So it was Barcelona game with Scholes. That happened. So he's gone, I haven't got a ticket. But we had watched games in Manchester before.
Yeah.
And he's gone, we're going to go up there and we'll just see what happens. And then as we're walking down, so he's gone, hey. Yeah, and that was the white envelope, the thin one. And I was like, shit. And he's done that a few times. And yeah, just getting ready to wake up, run down and see if that. Because now you can check it online banking.
Yeah, it's shit now.
You can. There's so many things you get a text.
You get an email.
But then you just had to wait for the post.
Well, do you know why it's called Chubbed?
Is it the guy?
Chubb Club.
The guy was called Chubb, yeah. His surname was Chubb. I can't remember what his first name was.
I remember the logo that used to be on forums with Chubb Club with the blue nose, was it? Was it a blue nose?
I think so, yeah, because it was the Bertie Magoo thing, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was literally, he'd write you a letter and say, you've been unsuccessful in your application for this time. You're fucking Chubbed.
Because I remember like you were saying you used to get the match tickets when I was about 10. We'd wait outside and ask people for like proper chavs. Wait outside for them. Like, can I have you talking ticket? Like, because people just throw them in and give them that. And then we go to the touts and say, right, yeah, I'll give you like five match tickets. Can we have five tickets? Can we have a ticket for the next game? It's only like £4 a ticket or whatever, but you get enough of them. Fucking happy days, get a ticket.
It's mad, isn't it? Like, and I think is that a charm of the game that's gone?
Yeah, a little bit. Because like when we was kids, we used to go to Old Trafford, me and my mates, right? We had no money. No ticket.
Unallocated seating was a big
and we're just trying fucking get in somehow.
Oh, yeah. I've done that at so many stadiums.
Yeah, like, right, we'll try and get in.
When United used to play at Villa Park,
yeah,
I used to just... there was a... Yeah. Once my dad had a mate that worked in the ticket office, we were sorted forever then. But, like, before that period, there used to be times where I'd just think, fuck it, we'll try and get in. Or you just try and walk in. I even remember Evra scoring in Germany. Just trying to walk in. I never had a ticket. Just trying to... I'll just walk, right?
Do the Mancini City scarf, the blue scarf. Yeah. Well, they give them out at City, didn't they?
Of course they do. They give them away with tickets, don't
they? They give it away for one of... It was one of the derbies. It was the one where Darius Vassell missed the penalty, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for that game, I didn't have a ticket. I'd been hanging around outside for ages. And I saw a guy in a wheelchair wheeling himself in. And I was like, here we go. As he was wheeling himself in, I was like, I got you, mate, don't worry. Starts pushing him in. I'm like, where are we going here?
Whoa, like, too quick, this.
He went through that door there. I went, sound. There's a guy in an orange jacket on the door. I was like, all right, pal. Wheels him in. I was like, what floor? He's like, two. He pressed two.
See you
standing
later.
There.
Yeah, see you later.
I wheeled him out of the lift. I was like, all right, sound. I walked out onto the concourse. The concourse. Was at City, wasn't it? So I walk out onto the I'm on the top tier. So as I look, I've looked out, I've gone, I'm in the bottom right corner of the ground. So I went in at a door near Asda, on the Asda side. I've walked in, I'm on the top finger, and I've looked, and United are like, we mustn't have had the top tier this time, because we usually have the both, don't we?
Yeah.
But I saw United was down there, and I was like, right, I need to go out, down, and like quarter of the ground round. So I've gone back out, I've gone down some fire escape, got to the bottom floor, opened the door, and it's starting to like, the game's starting, so there's like hardly anyone kicking around. So I've just walked up to this massive, I don't know if you've ever seen the doors that separate the home and away.
Yeah.
Just a big iron door. So I've knocked on the door and go, ah, mate, I'm with Dave, the program seller. And he went, all right, in you come.
Perfect.
It's like with, I know we're going to go to Super Chat.
Yeah, we'll read them out.
And I walk into the finger, and it's like a stewards and copper meeting going on, like right there. And I walk in and I go, oh shit. And I just casually look at like the first sort of entrance in. I just kind of like dead casually like walk up the stairs, and one of them goes, excuse me, pal, you got a ticket? And I was like, yeah. I ran down the stairs, jumped to my right, and got dragged out and kicked out.
It's like with me and producer Chris used to do it a lot.
Blues.
So at games, if we went to games, and so doing Devils and Paddock, obviously, I go to games regardless if I've got a ticket or not, away games.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I haven't got a ticket, me and producer Chris would do this thing where he would just hold the camera out, I'd hold my mic, and we'd just walk up to stewards and they'd go, open the door and let you in. And like, that's worked at Bristol City. Like Bristol City, did we play Bristol City in the cup recently?
We did it in Preston.
I stood in the corner watching the whole game, like in the corner of the two Bristol City stands, just stood there like this with the camera, watching the game. Midgetland, we went into that one. We just walked, because for their stadium, you know them stadiums where you can walk around the whole stadium?
Yeah.
You can't do that in many. But that one you could. And then we walked around the whole stadium, walked into the executive box, and I took a selfie with Bobby Charles.
We have got some super chats. We're going to read them out in a minute. In fact, I'll read them out now. Ian says, just want to wish Peter Walton good luck tonight at the most pointless job in football awards. Surely he has to be the favourite to win. Peter Walton is proper pointless, isn't he? Chris Lowe says, the Glazers lobbied the Tampa County to place a tax on all residents to pay for half of the Tampa Bay Stadium. Ended up paying for all of it. It's not just here. They are pricks. Seems like the global twat.
That's unbelievable. Can you imagine that?
I know, I can't. That's awful. Peter Kelly says, would you rather win the next 10 league titles but always lose to City, or win 5 of the next 10 but always hammer City? I'd rather win all the titles.
When we used to win the league, we used to lose to City a lot.
In 2008, remember, we lost home and away.
To be fair, it's what City have kind of said to us this year. Like, we don't care because we're going to win the league. And you're like, yeah, you got points.
It's like Ali as a player never beat City.
To be fair, he wouldn't have played them that much.
Two draws, two defeats, so four games, but...
Fucking four games. You never beat anything them. You need to know about them. Jidy says, nothing off about selling personal shares. If the club issued new shares, the money would be the club's. If anything less...
It's not less ownership though, bro. Ownership
is good. I don't agree with
that. I know it looks like
Glazer ownership. 79.9%.
Sorry, less Glazer ownership is good. Sorry, I read that wrong.
When it goes from 80% to 75% or whatever it's gone to, I can understand people being like, oh, this is good. They're beginning to fuck off.
But yeah. they're not.
That's sort of must to say now, aren't they? They're saying anything that diversifies the shares is a positive thing.
They're here to stay, bruv. They're not going anywhere.
Mate, if I give you a sandwich, right, and 25% of it is shit, are you willing to call it a ham sandwich?
That's a shit sandwich, bro.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. And that's what our owners are.
Brandon Reisner says, I'm a university student studying sports broadcasting journalism and have to write a story. I have a story to write and I'm doing it on Man United. I love the show and would greatly appreciate it if I could use y'all as sources.
You do want to pass, don't you?
Yeah, I don't use us as sources, mate. You'll get a fucking D.
John in the comments says it was half a chub.
Get some D.
Half a
right.
chub. Oh, there you go, John Neild.
Can you make the comments bigger for us, please, Cam?
Yes. See, I just thought it was like a nick, like a, chubbed. But yeah,
Chub Club.
No, it was, I knew because that's what he
used. Because there used to be a thing on Must Forum called Chub Club, and if you never had a ticket, you just go in there and be like, "I ain't got a ticket," and someone might try and help you out or let you know where a screening was.
I think it was on one of the Fergie documentaries. I think do the one where Eamon Holmes kind of followed him around for a
fuck
bit.
Off.
No, but listen, hear me out.
Right.
I think they interview Alpha Chub on it.
Really?
I think so.
Eamon Holmes loves us, you know.
I don't love
him. I met him at the Northwest Football Awards and he came up to me like...
No, I said Jay Mott was his favourite.
I love you guys. Keep up the good work and all that. I remember that. That was funny.
Ryan R says, as someone who is 14,000 kilometres away from Manchester, I love listening to these old stories of going to games. I'm jealous, but it makes me feel closer. Yeah, we are quite lucky in the sense that we could just jib
I started a mint thread on Twitter. Have you seen it?
What is
of
it?
All the old pictures from the games and that.
But I don't understand that you didn't go to any games until 2000.
Yeah, I didn't, but I found some pictures, you know what I mean? And I just been uploading
Shopping Skills on point.
Yeah. Now I found some amazing... Like, that's what I had this YouTube channel, youtube.com/MUFC ads. Yeah. And I used to just upload,
just adverts
like,
for Manchester United.
It had a Z, didn't it?
Yeah.
Of course it had a fucking Z.
I was young ads. But now I used to, like, just, you know...
What?
I miss it. I had a sick YouTube channel basically, and it was just walking into ground. So it was the fan like walking through the tunnels, walking into the ground, walking up the stairs, or a corner. And Scholes' volley was on there, for example, at Villa Park. Like little things. Like that. I deleted the channel.
I didn't take photos or anything. No, like, I was the same. You just took it for granted.
I never took photos with my dad, which is weird. Like I wish I had a picture with my dad outside Old Trafford on my first game. I haven't got that, but we used to take, because he worked in property, so in his car, he'd always have a camera to take pictures of houses.
Probably a digital one as well.
So as soon as I get, I'd take it with me and take it into the ground and that. That's how I had all them pictures. And I found a folder which was just like pictures from football games, it was called. And because I've had some sort of OCD when I was a kid, I used to save the folder with the opposition, the date, and the location. So I've got like just a file ready.
Proper
like,
catalogue. Yeah, it's a shitter because our old season ticket we used to share was near the tunnel. Do you remember when Mascherano got sent off?
Yeah.
That's the one time I had a camera on me for some strange reason. I had a camera with me. I can't remember why. But you can see, like on the photos of it, on like, I think it was the MEN or someone had photos of it not long ago. You can see me on the thing taking a photo of him, but I lost the fucking camera.
No, look at that.
So I lost like, only a decent pictures after that. And that was the only one I took a camera to.
All the titles of the teams and that. Versus Villa, Roma.
I reckon. Chelsea, camera phones, Kina. Maybe took three or four photos.
That's
remember,
I
midnighters.
That's the only time.
Do you remember widescreen photos? Remember them for a minute? Like really thin letterbox shaped photos.
The long ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good then.
But real photos. I had a camera that shot them or like developed as them. Because I remember I had a fucking wicked photo that I took of Cantona right in front of me because we was in North Stand for some fucking reason. But it's the only benefit of being in North Stand is like you get a good angle from it like that. And it was just Cantona, pretty much on his own, like hands on his hips, like normal, playing against like Sheffield United or something like that. And that was it. And it was—I remember it just being on this letterbox style thingy. And then like, where are they? Fuck knows.
Shit, that name
in a garage somewhere.
Like, probably. Jacob OC says, bit overcast in the studio today. Yes, it is. You're right.
We need to fix that.
The lights went out mid podcast. Also, can we hit some likes? Can we have 800 likes? I don't know what we're on, but yeah, hit that like button. Oh, miles away, we're on 250 likes. Come on. Paul Brown says Jails is parking on. Yeah.
Now look at the quality of that photo.
Fucking hell. Did your hand
Ronaldo and rude though?
Did you hand draw that with some crayons?
It's so good. Sorry, people.
That Rooney with that.
Yeah, you can't see these photos, guys. Yeah. There's Ronaldo.
Jesus, that's shit.
You don't want to see these photos, guys. The nostalgic, but they look like they've been
taken. That's a good one. Ronaldo running.
With a fucking paintbrush and easel.
Yeah. Go on my Twitter, you'll find them. Yeah. Rio.
Don't fix it. Just name it Steve, Adam, Jay in the Dark.
That the Glazers know what it takes.
Takes on a whole different meaning that.
Hang on.
Go on.
Right, Justin, you fucking double wrong on this. The Glazers know what it takes to manage a sports club. No, they don't.
Yeah, I'd disagree with that.
Woodward never changed shit at Manchester United.
Everybody copied Woodward when he changed the business model at United. Now we've got a new director of football, so I think overall it's not bad. For starters, that director of football, not a lot of people fucking digging him from within the club. Because I know you did a reaction to it the other day. I'm not just going to do a reaction to it. I've been digging to try and find out. Murtagh's been at the club for a long fucking time.
Yeah, I saw that. But I said I didn't.
Bro, Matt Judge, the director of football, anyway.
No, he's the guy that...
When I did my sort of reaction, one of the things I said was like, I'll see. Don't know a lot. Been at the club, was at Everton, was at the Premier League as an elite development, whatever the fuck that means. We'll see how this goes. It could go either way. I've not got any knowledge. You know a little bit more about the geezer, don't you?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to find it. I mean, I spoke to a couple of players who've left and said, talk to me about him, because I believe he had a lot to do with, like, hands-on with players and stuff like that as part of the education that he used to have to get.
The articles I was reading out were saying.
So... A bit of a mixed bag of some people said, yeah, I thought it was sound, thought it was really nice, and some people said it was a bell end. So I'm putting together, you know, some source, doing actual journalism for a change.
Yeah.
Why not? MEN could learn a thing or two.
Don't talk.
The thing is, like, us getting a new director of football, it means nothing. Because I'll tell you what, there's a bloke right behind me on his fucking wall who was offered the job, who tells me that it wasn't a fucking real job. And he said all he wanted was a shit deflector. Which sounds about right.
Patrice Evra.
Yeah.
The person.
Remember Woodward trying to be all friends with him, trying to hang around with Evra. Oh,
but
pussy old.
Well, do you know why it went? So I don't know if I'm breaking bank on this or not. Like, but
go on.
He phoned him up after Paris. Joe, him and Pogba was like celebrating us beating Paris.
Yeah.
And he phoned up saying, "Oh, a director of United don't act like that." He's like, "I don't fucking work for you."
Really?
Pussy old kid.
Who's that one?
Yeah.
Someone else, Jide in the super chat says...
Jide,
says, with preemptive rights, Avram would have had to first offer the shares to existing shareholders. This says that despite the dividends, they're illiquid. Adam McCullough, do you want to explain what all that means? Because I don't understand any of it.
They're not liquid, innit?
Fine. So they're either... They're
solid or a gas.
Solid or a gas, yeah? See, I know. I remember that from chemistry.
They're insoluble as well.
Ah, you see. Brandon Reisner said the high press counter-attacking we did against City worked, then being one of the strongest teams in the world. Why do you all think it's so hard to maintain that style?
Because not everybody plays the same way City do against us.
Right. Yeah, I'll give you a simple thing.
Ali Milani, welcome to the first team as well.
Yeah, man.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man in the world. Why doesn't he run marathons at that speed?
Because he's not really that quick.
Do you remember when people like, you say Bolt's going to be a footballer? I was like, should get him.
I hated that. I hated that period of time.
I dig it.
Right? Why?
No, because I hated that.
He literally went to the Australian third division and was shit.
I hated that period of
they
time.
They played him as a winger. He's 6 foot bastard seven, Jay. Do you know where you play him? Centre half.
Or you
are
don't
you getting
play him
done for legs? No.
Or you don't play him because this isn't fucking Big Brother starting 11. This is Manchester United Football Club.
It's not a UNICEF game.
Yeah.
Right? Don't play him up front because people think, oh, he's quick. No, you can be quick going backwards. Centre half. Is he getting out-jumped?
Bro, you're saying Bolt isn't better than me, bro.
He was terrible at football, though. It doesn't matter. It's not, the problem wasn't the position they played him. The problem was he couldn't play football.
Chris Smalling!
Right.
Do you know what was funny?
When I know what you're doing now.
You know when I replaced...
What do you mean you know what I'm doing?
This is a good lead on to Rude. This is a good lead on to Rude, so you like this. Yeah. Remember when I did the podcast for you the other week because you jacked it off as you do everything else?
Not in front of the children. I'm not doing this again.
But basically, there was a point on that podcast where I talk about Smalling and how stiff he looks and how he looks like he's been overtrained how to pass the ball. And when I mentioned that, Real laughed. Like it was something he had thought of before. Like, or it's something that footballers laugh
at. I'm in a group chat with him and he is fucking brutal on a match day. And my entire life is to get him to be like he is on camera, how he is in that fucking group chat. Because watching a match with him...
How do you do that though when he's saying things? Do you argue with him?
Yeah.
Like, there's times when
sometimes
you'll go like, nah, I think...
It's usually about a left back.
Right, but let's not regurgitate that as we're being...
And actually, it's not even necessarily arguing about a left back because he agrees more than he fucking pretended to on that camera.
So anyway, fuck that. Give us some exclusives.
Yeah, come on.
Rude.
Let's save Rude before we wrap up.
Obviously, we've got Rude coming out on Friday. All I'll say is, next Friday, Cameron. Next Friday is going out.
Thanks, Cam.
We got him talking about his relationship with Ronaldo, because obviously there was a lot of talk about, you know, his relationship with Ronaldo.
Can I ask you something?
You just did.
Can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
Other than that, is the story about him telling Ronaldo to go and cry to his daddy about Carlos Queiroz, is that true?
He didn't say it, right. But as we was having we had a bit of a chat this morning, it's fucking 7 a.m. we had to do it.
My heart bleeds.
Oh, shut up, right?
Fucking hell. So, God forbid you have to get up at 6 to interview one of the greatest strikers in the history of association football.
I said to Rio, look, there's a load of myths around the Rude and Ronaldo relationship. And I went, I want to know, is it true before I bring it up and look a dick?
Yeah.
Like, and is it true you twatted him about it? And he went, yeah, it's true. Ask him when we're on air. So we did, and they had a bit of a laugh about it. They said they nearly had a fight in training over it.
Because
so.
Rio was sticking up for Ronna.
Yeah, Rude left one on Ronaldo, and Rio nearly fucking ended him for it. So
that's what we're missing, though, not people leaving things on training, but leaving his character a bit.
And he said, you get in the change room afterwards, you'd be looking at each other like fuming and then start laughing. He goes, because you realise it's about the standards, it's about this, that and the other, and it's about just wanting to be a fucking winner.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really fucking good podcast, to be honest, because obviously he's a coach, he's trying to be a manager, or he's a manager trying to work his way up. I don't know if this is an exclusive or not, but he's going to be managing in the Dutch Championship next season as manager.
Den Bosch and then man. Come in.
He's also going to be part of the Euros as assistant manager. So I think there's all sorts in the podcast that's worth listening to.
You know what I love as well? Because he sat there with Rio... And you'll find this with a lot of them. Like, if it was just you and Joel...
We don't get the same interview.
No, yeah, like, because Rio knows some of this shit really happened, he can't ask him and then he goes, yeah, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, the best made that up.
Because my man will be like, well, I know it is true. So you get a different side to them when they're getting interviewed, not only by a former colleague and teammate and friend, but someone that knows what happened.
I have one question written down I didn't get to ask him. And we did over an hour as well.
The fuck did you write it down for then?
I have all sorts of notes on my thing in front of me while I'm talking. And the one question I wanted to ask him was, when you imagine yourself as a player, what kit are you in? Because he only played over 100 games for United. It was the only club he stayed at for that length of time. And I don't think United fans... treat him like he's one of ours, like Joe, completely and wholly, like we do with some players. And I think he suffers a little bit because his title win, the one title he won an FA Cup and a League Cup, but he won one title. It was like, I said this to you before, then, if there can be a worst title that we won, it's that 2003 one.
Barthez in goal.
Because it was kind of like, it was a transitional side. We never retained it. It was stuck in between two Champions Leagues. It wasn't
Beckham's last one. Isn't it?
Wasn't like a vintage, like well loved sort of side. And I think Rude suffers because of that. Because when you look at what he did for us, mate,
if you look at the amount of time he spent at United and the amount of time he spent at Real Madrid, if you told any player you're going to spend 10 years at United and Madrid, you'd expect Champions League, and he probably picked the worst period of time to be at those two clubs, which is mad. But if he stays at United, stays at United for 10 years, or he had Real Madrid for 10 years, the things that he goes,
like, he said, he would be our top goal scorer. He would have won three more. He scored 150 goals in 5 years.
205 games. It was 200 games. 215 if you include substitution appearance. I know his record off the top of my head. It's one of the best records about.
How many goals, Cam, Google this for us. How many goals is Marcus on?
He's on 85, I think.
85. He's 170 away from Rooney's record.
So, but
Van Nistelrooy is in a similar. How many games?
How many games has Marcus played?
Yeah.
I think that's about 250.
Right.
It's an unfair comparison. But
it's probably it is an unfair comparison, but it's still a comparison.
Yeah.
In 5 years. Rude's got 150 goals.
Yeah,
for those of you who can't work maths out, that's 30 goals a season. Boom, 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 boom. He scored 44 goals one season. There's only three players that have scored plus 40. One was Dennis Law. He won the Ballon d'Or that year. One was Cristiano Ronaldo. He won the Ballon d'Or that year. The other was Ruud van Nistelrooy. And he did win a lot of personal honours, but one of them was not.
You know the player who breached 30 goals just before, who was the last one before Ronaldo and Ruud?
Brian McClure.
Yay.
Yes. Fucking come that. On here and fucking people... show my fucking...
No, it's a trick question because people don't look like Brian McClure like that.
1988?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. 87 to 88, I think would have been. Or 88 to 89.
Fucking Mother's Day weekend, what you got for your mother?
I've got to buy my mum something. And then
no, yeah, kid, well, and what are you going to buy?
Missus something from the kids as well. I've not done any of it yet. I'll do it on the way home.
Gin.
Do you buy... Are you going to buy... Do you need something
looks
from the kids?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
You got it, haven't you? Otherwise, you
oh, yeah, Blake went to Tesco on her own and...
yeah.
She's got you a new ironing board. Don't look at me. She bought it. I just paid for it.
Moms are like that, aren't they? You know, when you go, what do you want for Christmas?
Just you happy.
I'll just have a
teapot. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bruv? Like, what are you on about?
Just before we wrap up, Matthew Brooks says in the super chat, Rude was the man who got me into footy. That's just gone off when I was reading it. Halfway through me reading it. Can we scroll up? Rude was the man who got me into footy. I remember being obsessed with how to play like United video. Sorry, with the how Jesse to play like United video that Jesse appeared on in 02. Yes. Also, Brandon Ryson says, if Pep and Klopp have played their style of play with minor adjustments versus various teams, why is it so hard for Ollie to trust a consistent style of play with minor changes instead of changing tactics?
But you know what? Every style of play has its positives and negatives now. Great positives are you in the league and all that. But you also have massive drop-offs.
Yeah, and you also have a bench with £400-500 million in it.
Exactly.
Apparently Janine's in the comments. Can't get her a fucking ironing board now, can I? Because she knows.
You'll have to get an iron.
Oh, you've ruined the surprise. Oh, gutted. When's your interview with Rude out?
Friday.
What time?
Fuck knows. I don't know.
Fuck knows Friday. That's what we call it.
When's your Glazer ran out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what time?
I don't know.
When's mine's yours out?
Right. I know what you do. You subscribe and you hit the notification bell and then you'll find out, won't you?
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well done. Yours is out at 5 over on your channel.
Yeah, basically, subscribe straight for Paddock, you cunt.
Yeah.
And like the video, please. But subscribe like...
And tweet me your favourite irons.
Yeah.
Subscribe with to pictures. The thing, innit? Because seriously, on a level, like, some of you ain't subscribed. We all see the stats. Nobody else has to deal with a diabetic producer. So if anything, subscribe for the diabetic producer. Hashtag diabetes UK.
Is he wrong bird in this? Stop reading out what he says to read.
He's it out here. He's just saying it. Right, on that bombshell. That's been Steve Nelson. That's been Adam McCall. I've been Jay.
Fuck the Glazers.
Fuck the Glazers. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.